This is the epitome of summer. You're like, it's summer.
Gonna run through the field. Probably just like kiss a random person. Wake up at 7 a.m.
Lavette, the last time that we spoke, or actually maybe it wasn't the last time, but in one of our sessions we did together, we talked about how you were trying to live poetically.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a bit since then, so I'm doing a check-in to see how that's going or what you've been doing.
I feel like this entire month has been a very overwhelmingly emotional month. So maybe I am kind of living poetically in the sense where I've given myself until January to quit my job.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And I kind of just want to be unemployed for maybe 3 months and focus on my hobbies again, because I think I've kind of lost sight of that.
That's super awesome. Are you giving yourself until January to find a new job, or you're just planning on quitting your job in January?
Oh, I'm planning on quitting my job January.
Okay. And that's when you're doing. Wow. That's
and then
crazy.
Being unemployed for 3 months. Yes.
Unemployment. That's awesome. That's so cool. What are the hobbies you're going to be focusing on? Music?
Well, I was really big with writing at some point, mm-hmm. and then I'm really big with making videos. So I'd like to start doing that again.
I would say that's kind of living poetically, definitely, off the beaten path, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I make videos already. I do social media for work, but the content that I make, it's not something I'm very passionate about. So it would be nice to just do something that I like doing, you know?
Totally. Are you nervous about it at all? Or are you mostly just excited to be done with your job?
I think I'm a little bit nervous, but I think I need to put myself out there. I need to be nervous.
Yeah.
It's scary to not have any financial security in some way. Well, let me preface, I am going to save money, right? But I'm not going to be having an annual income type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of scary, but I think I need that.
Are you worried about at all about sometimes I'll think about also quitting my job and just focusing on my hobbies or a project or something for a while. Are you worried at all? Maybe this could just be me, but you do it and then you don't actually do anything for those 3 months. Cause I feel I would quit my job and then I would do nothing for 3 months. I'd lightly work on things, but also that could just be me.
Yeah. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Cause I got really into Fortnite around that time last year.
Oh no.
Before I left for Texas, I've been replaying Kingdom Hearts. So let's hope that I have some type of boundary and time constraint with myself.
I guess you have Amari as an accountability partner, question mark.
Well, I'll be hey, you want to play Fortnite? And he'll be sure.
To be fair, I would be the one who's no, we can't keep doing this. After 10 games, games obviously. But I was no, we have to stop. We have to stop.
You could set up a parental lock or something.
Oh,
where it's so true. After 6 p.m. you're not allowed to touch the screen.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
That's so true.
Just go in and unlock and then
yeah, you have to give the code to someone that's not going to let you in, and you have to be
explain yourself why you want to play longer.
Exactly. True. You have to set up, be like, I know that I'm going to get really desperate. I'm going to beg you, I'm going to ask you 6 or 7 times to please let me have the Fortnite code. But don't give me the Fortnite code unless I ask 9 times. And then it's okay. Then I really need it.
Do you guys play Fortnite?
I've only played Fortnite once or twice. I haven't been playing video games in the last few years. I was always mm-hmm. a Call of Duty kind mm-hmm. of kid. So I was playing that for a while through 2020 and 2021. But Fortnite, I just never was good at that. There's too much going on. I like the dances, though. I'm always really amused by the little, Peter Griffin doing some, mania or something. It's very silly.
The collaborations are insane. Whoever's on their marketing team is, really doing it.
Yeah.
They recently came out with the Gorillas, collab. So they have Noodle and 2D in there. Can you imagine Noodle and 2D fighting against Bruno Mars and Sabrina Carpenter?
I would love to see that.
It really does feel like the culmination of pop culture in the 21st century. It is Fortnite. They're all fighting against each other. You're playing as them. Yeah. That's so funny. I love the Sabrina Carpenter videos. It's just really funny when she has like a huge gun and you're like, oh, yeah. Girl, what are you doing with that?
And they're usually pretty good. Like the people who were Sabrina Carpenter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Who do y'all play as?
Right now I'm playing as Noodle.
Yeah, we bought the skins yesterday.
Nice.
So what's the other guy? The 2D?
2D.
Yeah.
I also play as like Hatsune Miku. Yeah.
I play as...
Oh, Ice Spice.
Ice Spice, yeah. Nice. I have Ice Spice on it. That's funny. And sometimes I'm the Xenomorph. No, not the Xenomorph. The monster from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
What's the name of that
Gorgon.
Monster? Yeah. And they're really ugly, right? Like their mouth like opens in really like ugly ways. But then when you make them dance a really like sexy dance, it looks really funny. There's this one song by Lisa that they have. And like... the monster mimics the dance and it's really funny. It looks awesome.
I'm like surprised gorillas is a part of this. I feel like that's not who's relevant to Gen Z, right?
Maybe they did it for the millennials. Or what are we, Gen Z is? Gen Zers? But yeah, I mean like it's probably mostly kids playing, so you're totally right. But we're trying to play less.
So let's hope that doesn't interfere with my 3 month unemployment.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I get motion sick if I play a video game for too long, which is, I guess, great self-control mm-hmm. that I don't have to impose on myself. Yeah.
Like all video games?
Not all of them, but I think a lot of the time. I mean, I even get sick from staring at my computer for too long. I think I'm just delicate. I'm like always nauseous.
I mean, I could definitely see it with Fortnite because you have to like the people that are really good are like building underneath them while they're like, mm-hmm. they're like running up stairs that aren't even there yet. And they're like building yes. and looking around and shooting and looking around and building. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah, that's insane. But here's the thing though. Like there's an option where you don't have to build anything. So so you get to play like a regular third person shooter game.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as intense.
Okay.
So, but yeah, those videos are just crazy. Like just insanely like, amount of things going on screen.
There's a new feature that they came out with. It's called Bliss Royale. It's like Battle Royale, which is like the default game, but everything is like 5 times faster. It's like brain rot, basically. Like you fly and you dive like 5 times faster. Like there's probably 30 people in the arena. Like it's just really fast.
Yeah.
That one's fun. Maybe you get nauseous with that one though, because everything's like really fast.
Probably. I think also a huge problem with the nausea, it's definitely user error because I am very bad at controlling the camera. Like I'm in, out, left, right, like zoom in, like switch perspective, switch back perspective, because I'm just bad. So I was trying to play Skyrim last night and I couldn't even like figure out how to aim my gun towards like the monster, and I've played so many hours on that game and I still am just like, what's going on? Like I'm so lost. And I'll like fall on the ground, or not, I won't fall on the ground, but the camera will be like looking straight up, and then like in combat and I'm like, I can't figure out how to get back. Yeah, so I couldn't play that game.
Did you ever play Fallout?
I've played very few games, honestly. Okay.
Fallout is like the sci-fi version of Skyrim, and that's not a real description of it, but it's like the same game company, so there's a lot of mechanics. But in that game, you can like press a button and you zone in, and it like freezes the game, and you're aimed straight at the enemy, and then you can pick which part of the enemy you want to shoot.
Oh.
So it's like...
it's kind of like Pokemon?
I guess. In a sense, because there's no like... it almost puts you in like a turn-based RPG yeah. kind of style, like yeah. like immediately in real time. But if you're really bad at aiming, you just do that whenever they come up, and then you just like whatever, you just breeze through the combat. It's great.
That's awesome.
I played Fallout and it was so hard, and then yeah. I stopped after like the first like 3 days. Like I was really into it for the first 2 days, and then on the third one, I just died so much that I was like, what the hell is the point? Like, I want to play Call of Duty again.
Like, Call of Duty is just like constantly dying.
Yeah.
You're just like, every time you turn a corner, you're just dead.
True. And I was never good in Call of Duty, so extra true. Yeah,
me neither. But it's just like such a positive feedback loop of like being like, no, I'm going to be good this time. And you're just
yeah.
like, never good this time. Right?
No, for real. Did you ever play Battlefield?
I played a little bit of Battlefield 1, the one that's not the first one, but it's like calling itself 1 because it's World
yeah.
War 1.
Right. Yeah.
That one was really cool.
Yeah.
I used to play it. The maps in that game are really big, and I would just like the combat would be happening, and it was like set in World War One Europe, and I like it would be like in a French village, and there would be fighting in like the downtown square, and I would just leave and walk across the fields, and I found like this house that was out there, like far away. It was, you could just go in the house and walk around, look at all the
books. So you're a deserter.
I was a deserter. Yeah, I was in there one time. Like I had the headphones on, and I was really immersed, and I heard this big tank coming by, and I was just like, oh shit, they're gonna get me, and then they're gonna put me in jail for deserting. It was a really good game. Really realistic feeling. I mean, I assume.
That is an interesting way to interact with the game.
I'm sure not many people are deserting.
Yeah. But that's so cool, though. I wish I knew to do that. That sounds really fun.
Well, they put on a new one.
Yes, I've been playing that one. Or I was. But it's been, like, really fun.
Yeah.
It's a really good game.
What else do y'all play besides Battlefield and Fortnite?
I play a lot of RPGs. I like Kingdom Hearts. I like Animal Crossing. Yeah, those two. I like Sims.
Yeah.
Any Sims players in the house?
I never played it, actually.
Okay.
Sorry.
But it seems very cool. I watched my girlfriend play it, and I was just enthralled. She made a character, and then like the character had a kid, and then the main character that she made died, and then she was playing as the kid, and I was like, aren't you sad? Yeah. She's like, no, I don't care. I have a new sim. I was like, yeah, but your main sim like is gone. Like, you just like live through lives, and I was like, this is so sad.
Does she play with mods?
Whenever she was playing this particular run, she was not, because it was just on the Xbox.
Those mods go crazy.
Those mods are kind of crazy. Yeah.
What can you do in the mods?
You can do literally like anything that you can do IRL. So like, for example, like your sim can have a period. You can use like contraceptives. And you can get,
have
you
sex.
You can get drunk. You can get high. Like,
I used to love the like Nightlife Sim soundtrack. I used to just like actually listen to it, and I don't remember who it's by, but it's by someone that does music that's not just Sims, like Mark something. It's pretty fire. It's like a black and red album. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like all the songs that would play like if you go to the club or something in Sims.
Oh, it's like music from in-game?
Yeah, sorry, okay. Yeah.
Was it like housey?
I actually don't remember. This was a while ago. I think it was probably more of a like techno vibe. Mm. But it's fire. Mm. And there's like some like, you know, like a little acid techno moment sometimes. Damn. Or like a little gloop, which I don't know if that gets across what I'm trying to say.
Gloop.
You know, little gloopy sounds they have in electronic music sometimes. Like gloop. I don't know. Like, no, I don't know. Actually, no, not like Skrillex. I listened to a Skrillex song recently and I was like, wow. I was like, that's crazy.
Wait, one of the old ones or a new one?
It was one that someone sent me because they were like, oh, that's what this video is from, because I sent them a funny video. Wait, hold on. It's a video of the girl saying like, oh my God, or something like that. I sent them the video and they're like, oh, like the Skrillex song. And I was like, huh? And then I listened to it and I was like, this is insane. No hate or love. It's just like very neutral. Like, this is insane.
Wait, so you didn't listen to it back in like 2012?
The only Skrillex song I knew was the one with ASAP Rocky, Wild for the Night.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
But even then, it was too much for me. I think I'm just, like I said, I'm delicate. I'm a delicate mom. Just kidding.
Now, Skrillex, he did do a recent album that was like kind of like a mixtape vibe. Like, if it was like a SoundCloud kind of playlist, I think. But his albums from 2023 or 4, he put out the two. They were really good. Like, very, very good.
Did they have, like, that old school sound?
They did, like, but he kind of, like, the reason I listened was because somebody described it as him doing, like, every style of electronic music on one album, and he really does. It has, like, garage, it has, like, house, it has his bro step, it has, like, real UK dubstep stuff on
it. Oh, that's so cool.
And there's, like, really good features. Like, Missy Elliott is on a song, and it's very good. It's, like, it's a good, good back-to-back albums. Highly recommend.
So he's not a one-hit wonder.
No, certainly not.
Wow. That's so cool. I was really into him in like 2012 with that Scary Monster song, which is the one with the sound. And what I used to do, I used to put on headphones and put it really loud. And then I would go on a swing And then just like, you know how you can like balance yourself back like this on the swing and then just like keep going? And me and my friend used to like pretend we were high doing that.
That's and,
like,
so awesome.
The music is like so crazy and like you're like, just like overstimulated. So it just felt really good.
What is it with kids and being like, now we're going to pretend like we're drunk. Like, now we're going to pretend we're fucked up right now. Like, but it's so fun to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like if something makes you like a little bit lightheaded, you keep doing it over and over. Because yeah. You're like, this is crazy.
Smelling Sharpies.
Yeah.
Elmer's glue, the whole
thing. It's funny because I tried it really hard, but I never actually felt anything. And then, I don't know, I always wanted to feel something.
With Sharpies?
Yeah. And like with glue.
Were people huffing glue it? I don't know. I never
That's
did
literally,
that.
Huffing glue is literally like the main, like what parents are worried, were worried about what in like the 60s and stuff. They'd be like, your kid's out there huffing glue. And you could do it with the glue that was like in the like brown glass containers with the paintbrush like built into the lid. What is it? It's like called a rubber cement. You can definitely huff rubber cement.
I was in it on Take Elmer's it glue. Me. That's like milk.
No, Elmer's glue is not going to do it. Yeah. Elmer's glue is nothing.
You needed the real stuff.
Yeah, the purple one. I wanted to eat it. It
looks so tasty.
I did get ID'd trying to buy the purple glue sticks one time.
What?
Really?
And I guess it was, I assumed it was because of the huffing glue thing, but I was like, these are that strong? And that was like, yeah, it was weird. Maybe they just wanted to ID me. They were like, you look suspicious.
Well.